Locking them. out the routers in the house. Interesting.
He changed out the routers in the house.
Was he yachting yesterday?
No, no yachting.
Hey Steve, how are you?
Good morning, sir. Did you change out the routers in the house?
Yes, I did. One's acting as a router, one's acting as an access point.
Where's the canvas man?
Canvas man? I haven't heard him.
You didn't hear him, Chris?
No, didn't hear him today.
So did Sonny Boy call you from Florida at least?
Yes, he did.
Cool. 7:15 in the morning as I was running out the door to the beach.
It was about 9:30. And then I called my dad. It was also my dad's birthday yesterday. So was on the phone with him for a little bit. Was that right? I had my daughter this weekend and she's got real crazy about the boat.
Has the yacht been in the water yet this year?
No, it hasn't, but it's ready. It would have gone in this weekend. It's ready, Freddy.
This is interesting. There's four policemen with flashlights looking in the back of the garbage truck over here.
Wonder if he's looking for something to eat.
Hardly eating candy bar.
Oh, nice one. See, this is a Mercedes. He decides to cut in right before the crosshatch, but doesn't care about the fact he's cutting in right next to me, and I gotta move over.
He's so whiny already.
Quickly move to my right.
You could have stayed there, acted the insurance.
Yeah, it's not worth it. My car would have been bashed up, and I could end up without a vehicle for a while.
That's true. 10-2 off of Sierra. Sierra here.
Hope you had a good departure. There. What you do? Any safe planning?
Nothing. I worked on the house. It stunk. I worked on the house. I put the trailer under the boat, which is a pretty scary thing to do. I was alone doing that. That was scary. And it went well, and that was about it. But basically nothing for Father's Day.
Hey, Steve, did I hear him say he put the trailer onto the boat? I thought you usually put the boat onto the trailer.
Under the boat is what I heard.
I tell you, that's a scary thing to do, you know, on a boat, you know, that's over like 25 feet. It's scary.
Yeah, I know. What did you have to pick it up for?
Yeah, what I do is I put the boat, I actually clipped the boat winch, I mean the winch on the trailer to the boat. You know, once I backed up the trailer to the first set of blocks and I cranked it up fairly tight, and then I jacked it up a little bit. You take the blocks out, move them behind the set of rollers that's in your way or the cross beam, whatever it is. Jack it back down onto the blocks, move the trailer back a little further. You know, and then after a certain point of back and forth like that, which is very time consuming, you just kind of keep backing up the vehicle and cranking the trailer. Like, I leave the vehicle in reverse and I crank the trailer winch and it slowly pulls the boat up onto it. It's mostly supported from the rear block and it just kind of goes along the rollers. That part wasn't too bad. Once I got to a certain point, I was okay.
About the boat. We did, I ran my errands and we went
sign now, from now on, if you're driving west, they got enough glass on that Freedom Tower that when the sun comes up, it's shining right back at you.
Is it really that bad? I remember hearing Richie Rich say that every morning. Is it? Does it hit you that bad?
No, it doesn't hit you that bad, but when I was lined up just right, it looks like there is a huge searchlight shining off the top of it.
But I heard an engine whine coming up. But just now, that last transmission, the engine whine just decided to get so loud that it almost took out your audio. I just wanted to tell you that. I don't know, you know, if you put your ear on or something, but it got loud.
Yeah, I got the lights on, so there's a drawer. Sorry. Anyway, wasn't a fun time. Not fun at all. I forgot which group it was. It was a radio club. They told me to come up to 150 Amsterdam and take care of me as long as I help them out up there with the radio.
That was a good thing. See, that worked out all right. But if you had to, I guess you wouldn't have been able to get home.
Well, I think from what I remember, there was some egress from, you had to drive uptown, maybe the 59th Street Bridge, because all the tunnels were closed and all the lower bridges were closed. People literally walked home that night. There's no train service. But I seem to remember some of the crossings further north that were still open.
I guess, like, the, what is that, 59th Street Bridge? Maybe one of those things. But, wow, that must have been set. So you came out of work, and you had quite a view of that thing if you were only 4 blocks away.
Yep, quite a view. I'll talk to you another time about it, and I really don't like talking about it too much. Just, it's been a while ago, you know? A lot of people forget that it even happened, or they don't want to remember.
Yeah, that's true. And that's one of those things that everyone remembers where they were. All right, we'll get off the conversation. But, you know, it's funny, you said your daughter didn't want to go on the boat. My kids don't like going on the boat either. I don't know what's up with this new generation here. I'll tell you, I loved the idea of going on a boat, no matter what, no matter when I was younger. No matter what the deal was, I didn't care if you were going to go fishing, go cruising, go to a beach, I was on that boat. These kids these days, they don't want to go on. Yeah, I don't know why.
They get bored easily, you know, especially if they're not catching any fish. They got some other stuff them to, you know, keep them occupied. They got the radio with all their iPod connections and all that, and I have a portable DVD player. But, you know, sometimes it's hot. There's no, you can't run away. So sometimes they don't like it. I don't blame them sometimes, I guess. But I'm in agreement with you. Even if I go out on the boat and just, you know, go look at houses as I cruise by, I'm happy. As long as I'm on the water.
Yeah, me too. So I'm just trying to get everything ready. Bottom paint got very expensive this year. I don't know if you bottom paint your boat, but it was... I didn't buy it.
Negative. I don't bottom paint since I've been trailering. As a matter of fact, I'd like to blow everything off the bottom that I can. It's such drag. Drag.
I saw some kind of paint remover that they had for the boat. How could you get that off? I mean, you're not going to power wash it off. You could bead blast it off, but that's kind of dangerous because if there's some infections in your fiberglass, it can leave air bubble holes. Like. But how would you get that paint off?
Comes off and then put it out there with the sander and sand.
go too if you bead blasted it off. If there was a way, I just wondered if that paint remove would take it off without getting the gel coat.
Probably loosens it up. It probably, it depends how many layers are on it. You know, I didn't own this part from the get-go. But it doesn't look like too many layers, so I'm confident that a good power wash will get most of it off. I had somebody I knew with a power washer, but he tried to shake me down for mucho dump. Don't you hate that?
I hate that. And I don't know if it would really turn it off. I don't know. It's my power washer doesn't take. I have an electric one at home, and that thing is, I wouldn't bother with an electric one. And I tried it with the gas one from work. I took home once and tried it. It didn't take it off.
Like I said, it depends how many layers are on there. So, I have to change it, which is a good thing. Not only is it expensive, but it's a mess, especially if it's on the trip. You know, paint the minute bottom where I was tasting it, it's the paint more than it was on the hull.
What's with that, motor noise this morning up to do SCT motor?
It's a motor. It means the motor's running. Just want you to know everything is okay.
It was actually good before I hit Pete. How are you? It comes and goes. It's definitely normally annoying. I'm just wondering if you ran your wires directly to your battery. Because if you didn't, that is quite a help.
No. That's 25 pounds up there, but there must be a problem with some of the wiring. You know, it's remotely set up also, so I think bouncing around something came loose. Also, this is annoying. Goodbye.
To leave us, boy. All right, Pete, you chase Steve away now. He got insulted with the engine noise. Good, Pete. Steve, you have a great day.
Yeah, Steve, don't leave. I just was saying that I never noticed it until Friday. Just a little bit it came in, and then it disappeared. That's the thing. It came and it went, and it came and it went. So I don't want to chase you away. It's just, giving you a heads up on what we're hearing, that's all. It's not even that bad. So I'll turn it back to you if you want to come back in. You know, I got a crack in my windshield. And my inspection ran out, so I got to take care of things. Hope you had a good Father's Day. Over to you, Steve. I'm just going to be in here for one more round, and then I'll hook the valve and I'll get through. So that even though the road is open, the road was open, so we're happy about that. And it's shaved off some time on my commute. Oh, you, Steve.
Satellite 2H mobile. I guess Steve didn't take it. Steve, if you just happen to be listening for the last minute while you're putting on your boots, I have 14 tube conductor. I know 14 is a little on the thin side, but it's like it's a shielded conductor, and I can just give it to you, and it makes it easy to run around and stuff like that. It's working on my radio. It's a little small, but it works. So I'll give you some of that. You can try to hook it up to your battery. I'll give you the little ring terminals and everything else. And who is that? N2H? Take it.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, guys. I'm not sure quite who's on here, but Monday morning, starting another round, and really sounds good. So whoever gets it next, pick it up. NY2H Mobile Loop.
Okay, well, yeah, it's Pete. It's Pete and Greg on the other end. That's it. Pete was
and he was, he just assassination at this point anyhow, but, we were reporting, some alternator Y, and that was still, off and on with him, this morning. So, we'll be doing well. Now I'm gonna have to sign, because I'm gonna be entering Milneck now as I go over the Bayville Bridge, so, Greg, you take it, and I'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes as I clear the hills of Milneck. Two balls to the back of the minute. Greg, over to you, W2S, in a moment.
Okay, and, well, did you guys have a good Father's Day?
Scratchy. Looking through it.
I hope you had a good Father's Day. I wonder what you did. It's not as sick as it was Mother's Day, but it's nice to just hang around and have a barbecue. The restaurant is fairly busy. I went out to dinner at the Twin Harbor, so I tried to stay so long. It was pretty good. Right. Back to you.
I didn't do much of anything. Just working on the house. That's all I did. Worked on the house, worked on the house, worked on the house, worked on the boat. And didn't do much of anything. Didn't go out to eat. Didn't do anything. We had pizza delivered to the house. Kind of a stinky Father's Day, but I got a lot accomplished.
Oh, okay. I wonder what you're doing on the house. What kind of work are you doing on the house here? Yeah, I went to church in the morning, and then I came back, relaxed, actually went out to breakfast,
on that.
I can report that they still are out of Brazilian here at my 7-Eleven. So it's going to be a Colombian morning again, but that's okay. It's working. I figure I'll be waking up in about an hour or so. Oh, man. Peter, I wonder if you got the installation completed over the weekend or not. When it gets back to you. Greg, over to you.
My wife's got me redoing two bathrooms, three bedrooms, the kitchen, the rear deck, and the front deck. But Pete actually made me feel better because he's right. There's not that much in the bedrooms, although one bedroom we're going to rip up the floor and the underneath floor because that floor needs to be replaced. So we're redoing, you know, in the bedroom, where it's going to be paint, molding, and, you know, either carpet or wood floor or whatever. But that stuff I can get done pretty cheap. The bathrooms were the expensive and the kitchen. But he made me feel better. He's right. Thinking about it, I mean, the bedrooms, I'll bet it'll be under $1,000 for each one. So that'll make me happier, thinking about it that way. But it was quite an undertaking. It drove me nuts getting the thing done. Okay, very good. Let me get that beep tone in there. All right. Well, very good. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, if it's $1,000 per bedroom on average, then that's good. Oh, and the kitchen also. I didn't mention the kitchen. You said two bathrooms and two decks, but... and the decks, well, that depends how big it is. You got two decks. Wow. that's a lot. But, you know, bathrooms and then the kitchen is the most expensive thing in the house, and you do depending on what you do. So, well, that's all adds up, that's for sure. But,
by 65, so they're not small. All right.
head to Alpha Sierra Sierra. I'll be clear, and I'll catch you guys later.
Okay, N2ASS, W2S, T-Mobile. Wow, that's a big back deck. I'm going to think it's 30 by 65. That's very large. And I wonder, I guess the front desk will find out from you what the size is on that next time. And have a good day there, Greg. And yeah, in the old car. What happened, as I was mentioning this reunion, they needed help with the trumpet player at the last minute. So again, I had to cancel out with Parkway Stereo. My situation set up for yesterday because it was all day rehearsing on Saturday. And so on. Let me send it over to you for your 73 break and then continue on with you. W2SC Promoter.
Alrighty, 73 Greg, have a good day today. And, yeah, that's some big air deck you got there, so. You have parties on there. Just don't be right. I heard on the news there was an event and the people were jumping up and down. And of course the deck collapsed, so. Alright Pete, so not yet. You had to cancel, it's two cancels. I hope they're not cutting out time for you and you're ticking them off because then they'll do a lousy job when they finally get around to doing it.
Yeah, no, they're fine with it. They understood. As long as you give them 24 hours notice, they're not a problem. And what I'm aiming for is Wednesday. And see how that works out. So Wednesday is the day to hopefully that everything will culminate in and we'll be in good shape. And the reunion that you've been hearing me tell about it was a lot of fun. But they needed help in the last minute. They had a trumpet player that bowed out, had something come up. And so I told her that there were five students from my class. And so we got to talk a bit. Nice to meet everybody. It's almost like yesterday, you know, as far as being there. My first band director was there, who started the drama group with Mr. Mooney, who started the group back in 1963. And he had to go back to North Carolina in 1969 to tend to his mother, who was getting ill at that time, so. But, yeah, it was a really, really nice time. Back to you, Lou.
Sorry? This is NY2H Mobile. Just getting out to Nichols here. Wake up the windows, got a lot of wind noise. Which means the traffic is moving, so that's always good. Sounds like a good time, and I guess that's the event you played at, so you played in front of old friends. Yeah. It'd be funny if the guy that had to bow out, the other trumpet player, had to have a rig put in his car. some universe that might happen, I don't know. Alrighty. Well, I guess they're talking about low 80s today. At least that's what Rich Hoffman told me on News 12. I think he said a high of 82. Okay, not bad at all. Peter? Thank you.
a little more humid out, but still relatively dry, but a little more humidity. I guess some scattered showers in the area, I don't know. I mean, I'm driving here at 49 now, and there's sort of like a little bit of a storm cell that's to my east that you're probably driving through as I speak, but it doesn't look like there might be rain out of it, but it looks somewhat stormy. So I guess we have just little pockets of that here and there. Well, they kind of landed Parkway. They just said, well, I know it's the second time I have to cancel my end, but I just said it's the end of the school year, and, you know, things are kind of difficult, and I'm involved with a lot of different things, so they have the things, but no problem. As long as you give them a day's notice, they're fine. They just don't like last-minute cancellation, which I would never do with anybody. But yeah, we had a packed auditorium, and there were all sorts of people there. I've seen teachers I haven't seen for a while, a lot of alumni, and the present day students, of course, it was exciting for them to see all the support for 50 years, just had seniors, juniors, sophomores there in the drama club, and it's a very intense drama club. They really put a lot into it. In fact, you were...
You might say it's dramatic. You keep handing it over to me when I'm on complex turns, but that's okay. So I'm going from Nichols to the expressway. Actually got on at Nichols at 25. That's why it was so quick. Sometimes to get on Nichols from where I live, traffic's backed up a little bit, so I take Hammond, which is another road, and only get on Nichols at 25 and then go south. You must be close now to the end of the year. I don't know if you got 1 week left or what, but then I guess we'll have lunch one of these weeks when you're over there on 110. So let's see, it's 7:03. So far traffic's moving pretty well on the expressway, which is also good. So, sounds like a really good affair. Sounds like you had a good time. You participated, you enjoyed, you... Sounds like a lot of intergenerational camaraderie, if you will. Back to you.
UB2CMS.
Okay, Pat, recognize the UB2CMS and the mobile. Very good, very good. Yes, it was. It was nice to see the different classes, generations mixing in, and cousin who's a senior, or maybe he's going into the new year. They were very excited to see all the different classes in 53 come back, and you know, when the club was established back in 63, and all through the 60s, that's a real lively decade of, there were a lot of shows coming out about racial situations, and, you know, you had to be sensitive to what he exposed the kids to. There was a lot going on, but great shows came out in the 60s, I mean, one after the other, you know, Man of La Mancha, and so on and so forth, so it was just a great period of time, and then you get into the 70s and 80s, and it really held on all those years. So, and also my high school colleague, her father was the first technical director during that
decade in the 70s, so Harvey, he had passed on, so they recognized him. And so Pat, over to you, and we hopefully we'll be talking on this new radio, and we're into the last week, by the way. This is it with the finals today and tomorrow, and then 2.5 days, Wednesday, Thursday, in the conference table.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel. KW2SCT, WB2CMF Mobile. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Lou. Pete, I guess you're winding down. From what I gathered, this is your last week. My kids finished, the last one finished her finals on Thursday, so she's now enjoying the life of luxury, I guess, as they would say. The other one graduated 2 weeks ago, so they're both looking for the pool, which we opened yesterday, so I am all aches and pains this morning, using muscles I haven't used all winter. Go ahead, Lou.
Morning, Pat. Well, it's good to use those muscles once in a while. You know, I've been going to the gym about 3 months, and when I'm a little bit sore the next day, it's a good sign, actually, so. And, you're right, there are a lot of muscles that you don't get to use too much, and, like